Basically, we're about to embark upon a new sugya, a fairly long sugya. A sugya that touches on a lot of aspects of halacha. And I personally think it's one of the strangest sugyas of Maseches Gittin. Because the name of the sugya is Beis Din L'Nesinas Get. And the open question is the Beis Din necessary to administer a get? So you can learn 90 blad in Maseches Gittin, and never in a million years think that you need a Beis Din present for Nisyon Saget. It's not a Gemara, it's not a Mishnah. It doesn't say anywhere in the Masechta Pelmoli, Amar Rav Atzach Beis Din Get, or Mishnah, Kol Get, you need a Shofre Beis Din Batel. There's no statement clear, any clarity on that topic. We got sugyas about Eidi Vesira, Eidi Chasima, up to the sky, and yet the notion of a Beis Din doesn't appear in the Masechta all 90 blocks. And don't tell me, oh, it must be somewhere else. It's not in Kedusha, not in Gittin, not in Yavam, it's not in Kedusha, no, not in Shabbos, not in Erev, not in Zvachim, no, all Shas. You finish all Daf Yomi Tchilu V'Yatzayf, and you'll never find a Gemara that's Pemar that you need a Beis Din for yet. So, L'Chora, the Sugya should stop right then and there. It's a general rule. Is what? Everything's what? It's but to prove an answer. So, who says you need... If nobody in all of Chazal ever told us that you require a Beis Din for a get, why do we have a sugya with how many marmakomas? With 14 marmakomas discussing a non-entity. That's our starting point in this nursery. So you're probably wondering why we learned the sugya here. Since the sugya doesn't appear anywhere, we could have stuck it in anywhere. So why do I put it in the fei? I put it in the fei because the only Gemara, well, one of the two only Gemaras that even as a Havamina Shabbat Havamina even says the word Beis Din at all, happens to appear in the family Beis. And if anything, this Gemara is a proof positive that you don't need a Beis Din for it. Why? Because the Gemara wakes up in the family Beis, it's a big Kamenes Deloi. How many people have to be present for the giving of a get? What get are we talking about? You won't believe it, but it's the end of November already, November 30th, and we're still learning the Sugis of Farnechtum. We haven't budged yet. A get that requires the Farnech, remember that? Maybe get married, the Chutzlars, maybe the Sayam. A get that's coming from China. Itmadiyam, a run, wake up, if they come and nice, how many people have to be present? Now, the Gemara is not talking about Eidim, Masire, that's different sugyas. The Gemara is talking about there's something about the Farnech, that necessitates some number of somebody present in the room. The Gemara starts off with a bach like this. If you have a Chanina, Chanam Feshnai, Chanam Feshnaisha. The Gemara tries to link this to Rabban. Rav, Alanga, Megill, Maisa, Kibra. Finally, the Gemara says, what does this Machlekes 2 and 3 really boil down to? Kuleyam lo pligi, that you need a what here? What do you need here, everybody say?
You need a Beis Din.
You need a Beis Din. Why need a Beis Din here for Fai Nechtav? What's the answer? Because what is the Fai Nechtav? According to Rav, it's for sure a what? It's Mamash Kibra Shtaros. And even Rav is like the Rav. So everyone ultimately agrees there's some kind of a make-believe, makeshift, quasi- you know, fake out with the Rabban and kind of a Kibbutz Shtaros here. Kibbutz Shtaros is in the realm of Beis Din. Those are sugyas in the Sechah by the Kesubis. So Lamakas he need a Beis Din for this get to fulfill Kibbutz Shtaros. The only thing the Gemara is not sure about is one technical quirk. What's the quirk? Generally, the Mishnah's Dinim Mamish Mishloish. You need three Leonim for Kibbutz Shtaros, like any other Dinim Mamish is. Can the Shaliach wear two hats? That's the only discussion in the Gemara. Can the Shaliach turn around and say, first, let me give my edus, and then let me sit behind the bench now. I'll put on my long coat with my sheitel, and I'll sit in the back and I'll say, Ich bin a wat, no? Ich bin a wat? Ich bin a dayan also. So the Gemara says, ooh, ain't it nasa dayan? That's the next sugi. That's not yet. That's the next. That's coming up around the bend. Ain't it nasa dayan sugis? A lot of hot sugis coming up soon. So the only issue the Gemara has is the two or three. But of course you need a Beis Din. Of course you need Dayanim, because there's a Kibbutz Shtaros. So you read this Gemara and say, hey, wait a second. How come out of 90 blad of Masechta, the only mention of Dayanim is this case? What does that seem to point in what direction? That a regular, plain, simple get. A guy brings a get from Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim. Plain, simple get. What's the din?
Well, he doesn't say the same thing.
So therefore, is there any halacha of a Beis Din?
No.
What do you need a Beis Din? You decide what you do or don't need. Whatever you think Eidim you need, you want to call the Eidim Ashvei Shtar, you want to call them Ein Doshim Rapach Mishnah, call them Elmok or whatever you want, but don't talk the language of Eidim. There never was. There's not a din Torah. Since when do you need a Beis Din? I need a Beis Din to daf mincha. I need a Beis Din to put my tefillah in the morning. I need a Beis Din to eat matzah. A Beis Din is necessary, not for religious stuff. A Beis Din is necessary for din Torah. Where's the din Torah? Who's the din Torah? What din Torah? A man's giving his wife a get. Where's the din Torah? So the Pashas Advarim is, if anything, this Gemara is the proof positive that there never was a requirement of a Beis Din for a get. That's why we're learning the Sugya and the family base. Unless you could somehow do away with this Gemara, you could finagle your way out of this Gemara. You got a lot of finagling to do. So why was it Oilal Adas to anybody that a get needs a Beis Din? If there's no Gemara that says it, why did anybody dream this up in the wildest imaginations? So there is a Gemara in Gittin Da Peches of a Beis that does talk about a Beis Din and does talk about a get, but that Gemara is far cry from saying that a get requires a Beis Din. So the Gemara begins in the second Maamar Kamis, a loaded sugya, Peches of a Beis. Abaye Ashkel Rav Yosef Diyasvakam Asek Iti. Abaye saw his Rebbe Rav Yosef was forcing somebody to give a get. Now we know that's always a loaded statement, because one of the dinim derais of getting is that's to be given mitzvah habal. So anytime we have kfi on a get, we're running to a potential problem of disqualifying the get with derais. But there are sugyas of kaifin, sometimes covered as a shemirotzani, sometimes the base does have the authority. So there are complicated sugyas in getting and subas about when you can and cannot be kaifin on a get. So it happened to be Abaye saw Rav Yosef being covered again. So Abaye was not questioning that Rav Yosef had ample reason to be kosher. He just asked about the procedural level. Amalei v'ana had yaitis anan. We are had yaitis. What does that mean? We don't have smicha. We don't have this authentic smicha issue pisha Moshe Rabbeinu anymore. And we know the Gemara tells us at the beginning of Masechet Sanhedrin that in order to sit on many, many kinds of batei dinim, you're required to have the real super duper authentic smicha ish pisha Moshe Rabbeinu. How come Rav Yosef didn't bother getting smicha? What's the answer? He lived where? He lived in Bavel. And you have smicha can only be conferred in Eretz Yisrael. By the days of Abaye and Rav, already the whole smicha process had already broken down. It was just down the process of breaking down. We can thank the Romans for that one. That the Romans never liked smicha, because smicha meant authority, and smicha meant Rav, smicha meant Mesorah, and the Romans were not big fans of that. So the Romans always put up fights against smicha. We know that. They killed Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava because he gave smicha to his talmidim at the end of First Pesach Sanhedrin. So the Romans always were, that was always in their agenda to open smicha. So Afa Bichain, you know, the Romans, there were good days, there were bad days, things weren't so terrible for, you know, back and forth. So smicha kind of schlepped along, you know, for a couple hundred years after the Churban. But by the beginning of the 300s, things did not go over very well. And the Romans began to come down even harder on the Jews in Eretz Israel. And we know what happened, we know. Well, yeah, we have to go back. Oh, well. You know, 300s? No? No one knows in history?
No one else?
Roman Empire. 325? No? No? That's the Council of Nicaea.
Yeah.
What?
No.
Was that the Council of...
The Council of Trent was like 326.
Was it Nicaea, 325?
Nicaea, I'm sorry.
Council of Nicaea, 325. What did that mean? Basically, the Romans decided they're going to adopt Christianity. So the whole Roman Empire, up to then, there were a bunch of pagans, a bunch of Mishugoyim running around. Now they became a bunch of religious Mishugoyim running around. They became, so they all accepted Christianity. So that didn't bode very well for the Jews, needless to say. And the screw turned a little tighter on the small Jewish community that was left in Eretz Yisrael at the time. And it's pretty much in those years, in the 300s, that the Jewish community in Eretz Yisrael pretty much was not totally decimated, was almost decimated. Two major developments happened in halacha because of that. Number one is smicha just basically ceased to exist at that point. And number two, because smicha ceased to exist, the corollary was the Beis of Kiddush HaChodesh ceased to exist also, because you need smicha of Kiddush HaChodesh. And therefore, the Amorim had to come up with another chap of the luach, had to be Mekadosh HaChodesh al-pi ha-luach. So that was these Bizman Abaye v'Rav, or the days of Hilosheni. So it was all happening at the same time, the same years of the 300s, which is the same tkufa of Abaye and Rav Yosef.
So,
yeah, everything fell by the wayside at that time. The game was over. So comes Abaye and says to his Rabbi, Rabbi Yosef, you didn't have smicha. So what are you doing? And he said to him, he said, there's a pasuk, Third line, Ela Mishpat Shalat Mifneim. Mifneim V'lo Mifneim Yaitis. Says you have no right to be ma kaifan gittin, because we're not ashetos in the flam. We don't have that koyach anymore. So Rabbi Yosef gave a very, very long answer. We'll hopefully get to a little bit later on. He said, no, it's okay. We can still do it. We're shlichim with the original base and alanga megillah bet shivul sayim. Not for now. Hopefully, we'll come back to it soon. I'm much more worried, much more concerned with Abai's kasha to Rabbi Yosef than Rabbi Yosef's teretz to Abai. Abai turns to his hilchah rabbi to Rabbi Yosef and says, you can't force gittin today for the law. Because we had yaitas, and the post says, "Ela mishpatos shetosim lefneihem." Is there something missing? If you were sitting there listening to this dialogue between Rebbe and Talmud, what would you have said? I would have said something like, "When says Abai lefishi toscha, that we can't force getting today because ela mishpatos shetosim lefneihem, so we can't daven mincha either today because ela mishpatos shetosim lefneihem, and we can't blow shofar because that's shorter, and we can't put on tefillin because that's shorter." Means that we can't have dinei Torah today. Who said that? Is it in Torah? Who's it in Torah? What's in Torah? What's it doing? What did it? So the Chora, Abaye's Kasha, Rav Yosef is incomprehensible. And Rav Yosef said it's a good Kasha, and he gave a Shtikul Torah why it's still okay, even though there's a din of Lefnei Vlo Yaitis. Shtikul Sai, we gave him a whole Shtikul Torah to explain what he did. But Ikaron, Abaye's Kasha stands. Abaye's concern, his objection to Rav Yosef was doing stands. So comes the Or Zeruah and says, "But there's a Rambam Kermis. Put on the seventh Rambam Kermis. It's huge. Take it like a month to read the whole thing. But somewhere in that Or Zeruah, the Zeruah says, oh, what do you see from this Gemara? That even though we didn't think that a get is a din Torah, but we have to defer to Abai and to Rav Yosef. Does that mean from this Gemara? Obviously, Abai and Rav Yosef both work with the assumption." That again is a din Torah. If it wouldn't be a din Torah, but wouldn't it be parish of mishpatim, so then what shaykh to discuss the requirement to smuchen or not? So says the Or Zeruah, this is the missing Gemara, this is the phantom Gemara. I told you there were 90 blood in Masechet Gittin at a mention of Beis Din forget. Says the Or Zeruah, I was wrong. 88 blood, no mention. But the 88th blood towards the bottom is Taka mentioned. Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm still there. You had a question?
Yeah, maybe the
basin
is necessary for the
kafir. Oh, but we're getting there. Hold on. So this is the Raya Brewer, Shein La Tshuva. Because Ru wasn't the only one who said it. Others went along these lines. Hundreds and hundreds of years later, the Beit Yehuda came up with the same idea, discovered the same idea. No, it did not have it as a Ruah. It wasn't printed. It was in the Vatican somewhere for a couple hundred years. So from Rishonim and Acharonim discovered the Gemara in Pechas and Gittin and said, yeah, this is the good, this is the missing link. This is the Gemara. That we don't understand it. Like Ma'in and Zayt Saldinim, I says it's Mishpatah, but Lamai said the Gemara says it. Otherwise, if Yosef and Abai's discussion would have been completely incomprehensible. Can we be Deiche the Raya? Mr. Holt is already at the ball rolling to be Deiche the Raya. So in order to understand the Dechi of the Raya, we have to take a step back. We have to learn a little bit of a sugya together that appears in Masechet Sanhedrin, the Beis Din Sanhedrin. In light of this Gemara in Gittin Da Peches. So I put the titles of the Maram Kamer, so it makes reference to the whole sugya. If I would stop you and I would ask you, how do you know that you have to have Dayan Smuchim for Dinei Torah? Give me a mockerization of Sa'ah for this. So I would whip out this Gemara and get in Peches, and I'd say, not yet, I'm not talking about getting now, I'm talking about Dinei Torah. Ve'eila, v'sanyo, ve'eila mishpat v'shatasim lifneihem, lifneihem v'loi, lifneihed yaitis. Who are the lifneihem? Obviously, lifneihem is talking about very, very choshva people, right? Ve'eila mishpat v'shatasim, who are these lifneihem? There must be really, really great them in the Chum. Who are they? I don't know, maybe the Nodav and Avihu, and there's the Kanim, and later, I'm not sure who they are. But the magic word in Tereshim Aksav, because Rachel encoded into the Tereshim Aksav, into the Sefer Torah, this parasha from Smicha, the fact that non diyanim smuchim are not acceptable within the Torah, is found in one word alone, lifneihem v'lo lifneihed yaitis. If you read the Gemara in Gittin Peches, that is the emes lamitai. And there's a huge problem. You know what the huge problem is? Every Hillel Sanhedrin that days? You were this Mr. Holter back in the 70s?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a long time ago.
I joined at the
And Daf Gimel, okay. Yeah. A third prayer. We're going to switch to that. Okay, no, no, no. We won't take away some credit from you from those years. Okay. So comes the Gemara of Sanhedrin and says, how do you know you need Dayanim Smuchim? Vishtay, you need Dayanim Smuchim. So listen to what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, we open up a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. The Torah describes the entire between a Shemir and a Mafkid, a Maislach, a Kalim, who was stolen, he claimed it wasn't stolen, a Shvua, a Kefah, a Megillah. And the Torah uses a word, the same word, three times. Now, the emphasis is I can really pronounce the word, because the way it's being used is in the context of a Lashon Chol, not a Lashon Kodesh. But, you know, just, it's hard for me to do that. So I'm going to say the word Elohim three times, but I really mean with a hey, because it's not a Lashon Kodesh, it's a Lashon Chol, but I'm going to say Elohim anyway. It says the word Elohim three times. V'nikra b'alamai says Elohim, it says Asher Shirin Elohim, Yisham Shirin Elohim, it says the word Elohim three times. Elohim, a Dayan is described as almost like your Baruch Shalom. That's a super duper Dayan. You wouldn't use that word Elohim for some guy who Bekashi, got an 82 on the Bechina. You'd call such a guy got your Adaya, you got your Yairi, you got your Yodin, he passed the Smicha Bechina, he's got Smicha, Tatek Musa Chabesh Rabbeinu. You'd say Shmuel HaNovi, you'd say Ezra Sofer, you'd say Yoshua Benun, you know, people like that. You wouldn't say some three guys, I can't even say it. You wouldn't call those people Elohim. That's not the Yom Smuchim. So the Gemara says, in the beginning of Masechet Sanhedrin, that's the Mokor, the Yom Smuchim. And because of that Mokor, the Gemara says, and does it say Elohim by all Dinei Torah? That's simple. All the places that it says Elohim in Parshas Mishpatim happen to be examples of what kind of Dinei Torah are they? Anyone remembers? Mafkid Shemers, Gedevah Gzelas, that kind of stuff. That's what falls into the category we call Gzelas Vechavolos. In English, we call it torts. Damages. There's a whole nother category of Dini Mamonis. Who knows what they are? Not Gzelas Vechavolos, a totally different category. What's it called? Hodos Vechavolos. The Gemara at the beginning of Sanhedrin Beis differentiates between there's Gzelas Vechavolos, that's breaking windows, that's breaking arms, that's stealing animals, that's Gzelas Vechavolos. Hodos Vechavolos is, I'm a breach of contract, I want to back out from the real estate deal, I'm having a machlokes how to divide up the partnership. Those are hodos vavos. So the Gemara and the Farish are two different kinds of Dinei Torah. I think we call them torts and contracts, Mr. Old, all right? Yep. First year of law school, good, still remember. Okay, from my days that I wasn't in law school, but my very, very prominent roommate, Rabbi Rapp, was in law school at the time. And he had two books on the table the entire year. I don't think he read either of them. But the two books were Torts and Damages, and Torts and Contracts, and I read both of them. I always enjoy Torts better. You know, I like Bava Kamma and Bava Metzia, it's true, but Bava Kamma is more Torts, Bava Metzia is more Contracts. Just Bava Kamma was so much more exciting. You know, Bava Metzia is exciting also, but the Contracts was pretty dead boring. But Torts is exciting, come on. Car smashing into people taking baseball bats, breaking people's windows. No, that's much more limiting stuff. So Rabbi Say comes to Gemara in Sanhedrin and says, I understand you Dayanim Smuchim for torts, because that's what the Pasuk says. What about Hados Vavos? Not at all Pashut. I think it was a long discussion of days, of Gimel, your Parshas got Taizim up to the sky about whether you need Smuchim for all Dinei Torah and maybe only for some. Why? Because it's all based on one word and one word alone. What's that one word? Elohim. So I don't understand the Gemara Sanhedrin in light of the Gemara Gittin. Tell me, please. I take out a Sefer Torah, and I want to know, at what point of the lady in Parshas Mishpatim should I be jumping for joy and waving the smicha banner? When the Balkari says, Ve'eila ha-mishpatim asher tasim lefnehem, so all the people who learn Gittin da Pecha says, yes, that's it, that's that pasuk, lefnehem, and that's when, stop, Balkari, stop, let's talk about the sugya. And the people who learn Sanhedrin say, can't say anything yet. Oh, he gets to Shani, he gets to Shlishi, to Ravi, he says, I'll call the Pesha, I'll Shur, I'll Chamu, I'll Sel Samam, Asher Yomar, Kiyuza Adel, Yavon, Vashna Hamad. Oh, now let's talk. Let's couple now. Let's discuss the Smuchin. Make up your mind. I don't see a Chazal. If a Gemara Gittin, Gemara said, they're saying two different Makaris. What's going on? This Kasha is as old as the hills. Old Rishabah is Kasha. You can't not be, but you can't learn Sedeh in the base or getting Peches without asking this obvious blatant Kasha. So who asks this Kasha? Tyson says Kasha. So the second of my Mekhemis, Tyson, get Peches, I'm sorry, I thought it said head in the base, I'm sorry, yes, it's kasha. Tema. The mashbach the matina ed yaitis the chsiv elokim perchem agash man the chsiv lefrem from the apple of ed yaitis. So we'll skip Taisus first, let's move to the second tense. The nir lefarish. The begitin le'inyan mila de kfiya airei. The hochi mais le'ed yabai ashkar of yosef yasuk of asa gitin. Elokim lovim le'ed yisub airei, of a din bi'alma. What does it say? A brisket teretz. There are two psukim, because there are two sugyas. There are two halachas. There are two totally separate and distinct halachas that require smicha. You require smicha to have a kosher din for the outcome of the din to be valid. Din is a, this is a funny statement, din is a din deraisa. It's the concept of having a beis din, a psak din, that's binding in a Torah. Once beis din gives a psak deraisa, so now the money belongs to the other person. If you don't give the money, you're a gazlan. So din Torah is a binding concept. Elam shosh tavlech, din deraisa. So the Torah gives you a certain protocol have to be met, certain conditions have to be met in order for the din to be binding. Let's say it has to be bayom, balayel, it's got to be dayanim ksheirim, etc. There are halachas that govern the kashrus of the outcome of a din. Not every statement made by three Tom, Dick, and Harry is automatically called a din in halacha. So the Torah says, lichtin de parasha of Elokim, is that in order for the din Torah to be valid, it's got to be supervised and authorized and decided by three dayanim who are, we have that title called Elokim, i.e. dayanim smuchim. Whether that applies only to torts, even to contracts, you have to learn to head in the base and the thing. But the ikaron, that concept exists at least sometimes. That's in terms of kashrus hadin. There is a totally and separate and completely different halacha called kfiya. Kfiya means we're going to force people to do things. Coercion in halacha. Who are you to force me to do? Be some chalish savish in the land. Who are you to beat me up? You're going to make me do something? It's a different parasha legamri. The Torah gives the shoftim, that's why they're shoftim. What are you shoftim for? Because the shoftim are three guys with 95 years old with long beards, and they can't beat anybody up. So they got to hire the 30, 40-year-old guys who can some teeth. But Beis Din has the authority, number one, to create the parasha for din that's binding in halacha. And then Beis Din has a second parasha, a second ability to actually enforce it. To coerce people. If you stop beat people off for no reason, you can beat people off. Beis Din has that koyach to force people to do things, to follow the law. Beis Din has judicial power and police power, both all rolled into one. Says the Tosfos, that koyach to force people to do things, not every judge can do that. Just because you're qualified to write a prosbul doesn't mean you can beat people up. Just because you can do a taras adar, you can beat people up. Just because you can do a taras chalorim doesn't mean you can beat people up. You have to have smicha to do that. Only if you're a Muslim can you beat people up. Catch that line out of context, okay? So if you have smicha, then you're allowed to beat people up. Again, beat people up to do the right thing, not just that. We want to beat people up, that's called the Russia. So Taisa says, that's what Chazal did to Psukim. One was to teach me that the kashrus hadin requires smicha, and the other was to teach me that kfir requires smicha. So Taisa said, how do we know this to be true? How did Chazal figure that Baruch HaKadosh? How did they know that the pasuk of Asher Tosek Lefneim is talking about kfir? I understand the pasuk of Elohim is talking about the din. That's what the pasuk is talking about. Asher Shiro Kibi Shalim Shnayim Rieyu. The pasuk says, if the three dayarim smuchim find you guilty, then you have to pay the money. So that pasuk is talking about the kashrus hadin. Vishteit in the Elam Mishpat Asher Tosek Lefneim, anything about kfir? So Tosfos gives you a little chumash here. Tosfos says, what does the word Asher Tosim mean? What does Tosim mean? The place? Eila Mishpatim Asher Talamdeim. Eila Asher Toreim. What does Asher Tosim mean? Tosim means the place. What do you mean the place? The words mean the place. You place the Shacharah, what do you mean place? So that Rashi and Chumash quotes are different. It's called the Drush, not a halachic interpretation. What does Rashi say? I thought Asher Tosim is for him. Rashi says Lashon seems like a moshal, like a Shulchan Aruch, he writes. He lived before Shulchan Aruch. It's that Asher Tosim Lefneim is teaching me that when you teach halacha, you teach sugya, you have to make sure that it's Sima Befeim, that it's Ke'ilu, it's Mamash Aruch Lefanov. But Rashi says that's not real. That's a drush. It's an interesting drush. It's a nice, very inspiring interpretation, but that's not really what it means. Asher Tosim Lefneim means Elu Kler Dayanim, the Gemara says. That refers to Beis Din Eila Mishpat Vishatosim Lefneim. These are the things that are placed into the hands of Beis Din. Physically, you know what they are? The handcuffs, the, I don't know, what? The rituas, the strap, whatever Beis Din needs to coerce people to do the right thing, that's the shittos lefem. That's what the Torah means. Eilu klei hadayonim. So Tosafot says the entire parsha, the entire pasuk, Yalam Mishpat, was talking about kfiyah. Says Tosafot, there are two different halachas. There's one halacha of kashas hadayonim, that's one pasuk. There's another din of kfiyah. Let's go one step further. This din of kfiyah, in order to be kind to somebody to do something, requires smukhin. Is this a continuation of the first halacha? These two separate, Tosafot just made two different sugyas here. Parsha A, Parsha B, Pasuk A, Pasuk B. Sugya 1, Sugya 2. Is Sugya 2 hinging upon the truth of Sugya A? Sugya 1, namely, once we have a din Torah, and the din Torah has been arrived at by Dayanim, then the Torah gives a Ve'ela Mishpat Shazadei Elokuya Dayanim to enforce that din Torah. So, Bamendim Amamurim that the Torah says you need Dayanim Smuchin to enforce things, that means you need Dayanim Smuchin to enforce those dinim that require Dayanim Smuchin to arrive at. So, it's not one and two, it's one A, one B. L'Olam, both Sukkim, both Pashas, both Sukkim are talking about Dinei Torah. The first Dirasha, the Gemara in Sanhedrin the Beis, focusing on the words of Elokim three times, is talking about one A, the kashrus of the din Torah. Who can sit on this din Torah? Who can arrive at a conclusion of the din Torah that's binding the halacha? And then din B is who can enforce that din? Is that the pshat? Or do I say no? It's not one A, one B. It's actually one and two. There's a second independent halacha called kfiyah. The ability to be kaifas somebody to do something requires dayanim smuchim, regardless of whether they're being kaifas to do what. If two is a separate independent entity, it's not one B. There's a second din called kfiyah ayadei beis din to do what? Anything and everything under the sun. Lav dafka what? Lav dafka what? Lav dafka dine taira. Nothing to do with A. Nothing to do with din number one. Din number one's telling me, if you want to have dine taira, you need the dayanim smuchim. Thank you very much. Put that in my back pocket and move on. Din two is saying, anytime you want to force somebody to do something, you better make sure you're a dayan sabach to do that. But the entity that you're being kaifa on is lav dafka din. There's a separate freestanding there, so kosher shetos of the pen. Is everyone chapters long this year? First of all, look what Tyson did for us. In half a line in Tyson's Zanhedrin, first of all, they discovered the problem. Two Gemaras, two different sukkim. They came up with Shtigot Torah, two dinim. Now we're raising a chakira within Tyson's. Are the two dinim hinging B is an extension of A, or B is an independent din of A? It's one and two. If you learn that the din kfiyah stands on its own two feet, and kfiyah is necessary in order to invoke the parasha kfiyah, you need smuchin, not because you're necessarily discussing the din Torah, then whose raya just disappeared at the thin end? The Ozeru. The Ozeru saw this Gemara. Oh, Zetman Fadah! That there's an invasion for a get. Zetman Fadah, Gornish from Gornish. You see nothing from this Gemara. All you see from this Gemara is that Rav Yosef is forcing Abaye was cocking and shining by kfiyah, kfiyah to get. A get can be like Yalav Yavo, but you can't force Yalav Yavo either without Beis Din Smuchin. So all of a sudden now we have this pivotal Gemara on Daf Peches in Maseches Gittin. Everything is hinging upon, is this Gemara the source that you do need a Beis Din forget? Or is this Gemara the exact opposite? You don't need a Beis Din forget. You only need a Beis Din for Kfiyah, not for the get. You need a Beis Din Kfiyah. It happens to be a Kfiyah on a get, but it's not Hilchos Gittin that's requiring it. It's Hilchos Kfiyah that's requiring it. And therefore, there's no kfiyah, there's no beis din. So everything hinges upon these two psukim. How do you understand this tesis about the relationship between these two halachas? Is it one din or is it two different din? So this vort that we're saying now, that it's ken zayin tesis, that the din kfiyah is an independent category. And that's what a shetos lefrem is teaching me. In order to deflect the Ozeruah, you have to accept the Tosis, and then we have to accept a pshat, one second beer in the Tosis. What do we go back to the drawing board? Who says we accept the Tosis? What if other Rishonim have different ways to solve this level? What if Tosfos' din isn't even true? What if there is no pasuk that tells me kfiya? There is no parsha of smuchin for kfiya. Tosfos made up a new sugya called kfiya ayidei smuchin. What if somebody has a different answer to Tosfos' caption? They're not meshuvah to Tosfos' conclusion. If you're not meshuvah to Tosfos' conclusion, then there is no source in Chazal for a kfiya being anything independent, bechlal. And then the whole dichur of the raya of the Azarua just fell by the wayside. So now all of a sudden we thought we're learning getting peches. We thought we're learning getting the hey. We thought we're talking about is there a basin for yeah. We're not talking about any of that. What we're really talking about is how do you resolve the steer between the two Gemaras about what the mocha for Derem Smuchin is. That's the real question. That's today's subject. So we didn't get warmed up yet for Shia, but that's the real topic. If Tosfos Teres is right, that there's a new category of Kfiya, that it's Ken Zayin, it's Nitan Le'Amer, that a get is not really a din, and there's the new parish of Kfiya that's requiring Smuchin. If Tosfos Teres is not right, and there's some other answer going on behind the scenes between the two Psukim, then we don't have any mocha at all to say Kfiya is anything, and if the Gemara talks the language of the Yom Smucha by Gittin, and the Gemara is saying that Gittin is the din Torah, Gittin requires a Beis Din. So we better figure out whether Tosfos Teres is right or not. So who wants to vote for Tosfos? Who likes Tosfos Teres? Who thinks there's another Teres out there? Of course there's another Teres out there. Who is the author of the other Teres out there? Again, forget about Gittin right now, forget about Rav Yais, forget about Rabbi, forget everything. Go back to the steer between the two Pesukim. Which is the real Pesuk? Which is the Malkor for Smucha? So, there was a Chiddush Ran, as we said before, the Ran was definitely into giving Shir Kholis. This is more than a Shir Kholi here. This is like a whole half a Zman. If you learn the beginning of Masechet Sanhedrin, you spend like a week on this Chiddush Ran. This is like a Ran, like in the same kind of a Ran as, this is like the Besira Kaisa kind of a Ran. This is like Dov Shesh Matirin kinds of Ran. These are like the Ran, Ran doesn't need my stamp of approval, they had these unbelievable marochas that you would think were written in 1800s in Slobodka. These are like marochas in Rishayim. But the Ran starts off with the same kashas thesis. Same bomb kashas thesis. Kasha number one. Why do you need one pasuk lefneim, another pasuk elokim three times? Why the redundancy? Why the seemingly two pasukim teach me the exact same thing? That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, the Ran says, well, how do we have Dinei Torah exactly? We have Dinei Torah. We don't have Smicha. We have Dinei Torah. That was Abayi's kasha to Rav Yosef. Remember I said before we weren't going to read the answer? Well, now we are. What was Rav Yosef's answer to Abayi? Anyone remember? He said one very, very long word. What was the long word? Shlichu Sayu. We are the agents. We are the representatives. We are the shlichim of the Dayanim in Eretz Yisrael. Even those who are no longer alive. We're the shluchim of the Dayanim in Eretz Yisrael. And if we go back to the second of my Mekomis, second one to the bottom, Rabbi Yosef tried to prove to him there's such a concept that we could do things as the shlichim of the Dayanim in Eretz Yisrael. We did have those vavos. How do we ever pass the Dinei Torah to him? Allah didn't mamun for Zbanah. We don't have smicha. According to half the opinions, you need smicha even for contracts. How do we say Dinei Torah today? Shlichu Sai. That's the answer. However, if one opens up the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin on Daf Gimel, Gemara asks the exact same question: how do we have Dinei Torah b'zman hazeh in the absence of smuchin? You know what the Gemara says? I think what the Gemara doesn't say. It doesn't say Shlichu Sai. Not by a long shot. You know what the Gemara says? Another phrase. How do we have Dinei Torah gevalt on Kanan Havos b'zman hazeh? We don't have smuchin. You know what the Gemara says? I'll tell you why. Kidei shelo tino delas b'fnei lovim. Otherwise, no one's going to lend anybody money because no one's going to be able to ever collect because the yonim are going to be out of business. And therefore, mid the rabbanon, they invoke the parsha of what? Hefker beis hefker, and they're very, 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 very lenient. Because the show must go on, havas have to continue, and therefore they were oikir the din of smuchin. And the Gemara actually compares this to another din that we spoke about earlier this year. It was including the same kind of an akira's dafar. The Gemara gives another example of something that minatari really require standard X for those of us, and we did away with it. Anyone know what it was? Tishvich akira. It's the same sugin. It's at Herod of Gimel. It says Min haTorah Dina Mamrus required Dush Chakira. I'm Rabbi Chanina. It's Batar Echad Dina Mamrus Echad Dina Fashas Bedush Chakira. We Pnei Ma Amru Angel Rishira Shal Tilt Nos Leilovim. The Gemara connects those two dinim derabban. The Gemara says that you see that Chazal chiseled away at some of the dinim deraisa. Midaraisa, it's very, very hard to collect the chol because I got to find the Adam Smuchim, I got to find Adam who can give a full Jewish Hakira. I'm never going to get my money back. No one's going to want to lend money anymore. So midarabban, they uprooted those requirements. Smicha, they threw out the window, and Jewish Hakira, they threw out the window, all for the same reason. Shotel does label. Yes, Tiran, I don't understand. Here, in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says that we don't have smicha bisman hazeh, and we're still good. We can still have dinei Torah, kosher lo tino delos, the drabon and hefker beis and hefker. They did away with it. Whereas the gid da peches, if Yosef told the bai, anan shlichu sayakov dino. That's the same reason. It's a totally different reason. In Sanhedrin da beis, the Gemara is saying, we taka don't. We don't have it. And we're not representing anybody. And we don't care about it, because the Chum told us we don't need it anymore. Whereas in Gittin, Rav Yosef says, no, we have it. We don't really have it. We have authorized. We have a letter signed. We have an email from the Beis Din Eretz Yisrael from 100 years ago giving us permission to do it. What does that have to do with Shotel? It's a different reason of government. So the Ran had two bomb caches in Sanhedrin. The Ran learned Sanhedrin, and the Ran learned Gittin, and he said there were two glaring, glaring caches that are literally contradicting each other. The Gemara said, Hedrin's talking three times on Elokim, and then it's talking about some kind of solution to Rabban Hefke Beis and Hefke Shal Tino Delos. The Gemara in Gittin is talking a different language, Lagamri. It's talking about Lefnei Avot Yaitas, but a different solution. It's a different pasuk, different problem, different solution. What's going on? They're saying the same thing. They're both talking about how do we have Dinei Torah B'zman Hazeh without Sukkim. And they're talking about different psukim that necessitate the solution and different solutions to the same problem. So the Rav says, I don't understand Chazal. They're talking two sides of the mouth. They're saying the same thing in different words. Those are the two bomb caches. Everyone chop this, right? Who else saw the Gemara getting the Peches? Who saw the Gemara that Tais quotes in Sanhedrin? If you read those two Gemaras, you realize right away these are two bomb caches. So usually we say one kasha is a kasha, two kashas is a yisoid, three kashas one kasha is a kasha, two kashas is a teretz, three kashas is a yisoid, four kashas is a what? The shir klal. So the Ran only had two kashas, but turns into a shir klal. So the Ran is about to embark in its chiddush around the base of the base. It can take a whole page to read. Good reading for this afternoon tonight. What the answer to that, those two kashas are. Once one decides, and one deciphers what in the world the Ran's talking about, you will be mesmerized by this Ran, no less than you were about Edim Mesir Karsi. Once the Ran finishes telling you what he thinks is the Yisod HaYisod of Lunach Chachos of the entire Sugya, you will realize right away that Tosis' answer and in Gittin that Peches is not the only answer to this dilemma. Tosis, I'm sorry, Sanhedrin Dabei is not the only answer. And it was Tosis' answer that negated the Ozarua, but if I have an equally valid working shot of these Sugyas, then I'm not ready to put the Ozarua away so fast. So again, we're nowhere near Gittin anymore. We are way out of Gittin now. We got to figure out what's going on with Smuchim behind the scenes here. We have to be Sharan, things flying all over the place. But until we clarify what's going on, it's at Hedin Dabbeis, in light of Gittin Dabbeis, you cannot even begin to discuss this topic half intelligently. So hopefully tomorrow we'll try to discuss it, and maybe by the end of the year we'll have at least half intelligently. What's going on.